This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus answered Judas, not Judas Iscariot. Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, that the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The nightly news shares about the Buffalo, New York mass shooting right alongside the Geneva Presbyterian Laguna Hills, California mass shooting. And these are tossed in amidst the continuing news of atrocities taking place in Ukraine. And while this is stewing together, we've rising COVID numbers, rising gas prices, rising inflation. Yet amidst all of these tempests, squalls, and storms, our risen Lord Jesus Christ says to us, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Amidst our world's turmoil, Jesus prescribes peace. It may sound like a fool's hope to us, but maybe that's because we aren't clear on what the peace Jesus offers us should actually look like. You know, peace isn't always an end to life's storms. Sometimes it's being at peace amidst life's storms. Reverend Danita Poston Knowles, my brother's 8th grade English teacher, puts it this way. We don't lose our peace by getting drawn into other storms. Instead, we draw those storm-tossed others into our peace. Perhaps what the good Reverend Danita points us to is what the peace of Jesus should look like, because to be a person of peace is to be serene, tranquil, restful, and calm. Here in Florida, we think a lot about hurricane season. It's right here on our doorstep, in fact. So when hurricanes come our way, we see how at surface level, everything is turbulent. Yet we also see how what's beneath the surface is calm, restful, tranquil, and serene. Perpetually in life, all kinds of storms blow around us, don't they? Yet if we center on God and stay centered on God, relying on God, we can be at peace. This doesn't mean the storms won't blow. This doesn't mean we won't be hurt from time to time. But it does mean that we will not contribute to our world's storms, nor will we become hurt-creating storms ourselves, because our souls have found rest in God. The peace that the world offers only works when things go along in ways that, well, suit us. However, the peace that Jesus offers is a rather different thing than that. The peace that Jesus offers is something beyond our understanding. And that's why it probably does look to us like a fool's hope, because when we look at it, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. With war in Europe, COVID-19 again on the rise, with inflation here in the United States at a 40-year high, how can we have peace? Is it because we somehow become super spiritual? No. Is it going to be because somehow we found a new transcendental level of spirituality that has turned us into some sort of neo-holy roller? No. We will have peace because we rest our souls in God. That's why St. Augustine said 1600-ish years ago that the soul, O Lord, is restless until it finds its rest in Thee. In the first epistle of Peter, St. Peter says that we seek peace and chase after it. We seek it and we also run after it at breakneck speed. Peace is just that important. We can have peace amidst life's tempests, squalls, and sufferings. And having life's tempests, squalls, and sufferings come our way isn't always a bad thing. Because St. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 5 that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. There, right there, is our avenue for peace. Now, for the sake of peace, let's take a moment and clear our thoughts, sit back, relax, and hear the word of God from this guy, from the people of God, you who are listening. Hear a reading from Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. The Lord who keeps you will not slumber. The Lord who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil, and the Lord will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Hear another reading from Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. For the Lord will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. The Lord will cover you with his pinions, and under the Lord's wings you will find refuge. The Lord's faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will look only with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge, the Most High your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, no scourge come near your tent. For the Lord will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Those who love me I will deliver, says the Lord. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them With long life I will satisfy them and show them my salvation. Friends, storms of all kinds are always all around us. This has been the way of things since the very beginning. They are a reality of our world. Yet we, the ones who seek and chase after peace, are not to act like the world by contributing to its storms, nor by becoming storms ourselves. We're not to be drawn into storms. We are to quell storms by drawing them into our peace. Isn't this what Jesus does? Isn't this the pattern of Jesus, to look upon those being tossed by life's tempests and to offer them peace? Isn't this what Jesus does in today's gospel reading, as Jesus knows that he's leaving his disciples and realizes that his departure is going to create a storm, perhaps that will make his disciples feel knocked about by grief? So what does Jesus do in this? Doesn't Jesus offer them peace? It's what Jesus prescribed for first century disciples. And it's what Jesus prescribes for 21st century disciples too. Jesus says to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Isn't it really the case for us that we live in a world that knows little, if any, peace? When we rest our souls in God, moving as a people of peace, the world sees this and experiences the peace that Jesus gives through us. For people to see Jesus making a difference in our world, we need the calm and peace of Jesus to empower us to better love, to better serve, and to better care for one another. Doesn't the world have storms enough already? Isn't what our world truly needs peace? Which, by the way, is why instead of the traditional collect chosen for today, we prayed, "O God, it is your will to hold both heaven and earth in a single peace. Let the design of your great love shine on the waste of our wraths and sorrows, and give peace to your church, peace among nations, peace in our homes, and peace in our hearts, through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen."